By belittling the absence of a president of the republic, one side is trying to demoralize the Lebanese and convince them of the futility of having a head of state. When asked where we stand in regards to the presidential election and/or who has the best chance of reaching Baabda, a person of interest intricately linked to the issue replies, "Unfortunately, the wedding has become more important than the groom." What does this mean exactly? These remarks reflect a state of affairs, according to which one side is seeking to trivialize the presidential vacuum, probably with the aim of demoralizing the Lebanese in general and the Christians in particular, specifically the Maronites. The aim being to convince them that having a president is useless. This side seeks to demonstrate that the country can be run with or without a president. This, in itself, constitutes the most serious breach in the Constitution, the National Pact, and the Lebanese way, unrivaled in the Arab and Western worlds. Making matters worse, some Maronites are joining this treacherous maneuver. If, during his homilies, the Maronite patriarch complains about the continuing presidential vacuum, he is immediately targeted by the electronic army of the Guardians of the Border with Israel, Hezbollah, who then unleash their machine spouting accusations of treachery and disrespectful comments, as part of a full-fledged defamation campaign. It's as if they wanted to say to the founding authority of the state of Greater Lebanon, "Welcome to Iranistan, where there is no room for any opponent or opposing view, however important." To these mercenaries, we say, "In your dreams, pastor and agents." If the pro-Iranian group has succeeded in enforcing this fait accompli in Lebanon, it is not due to its strength, since its true face and fragility were revealed during the Gaza War. It is due to the fact that those who challenge it were not united in facing the situation. However, the most serious issue in Lebanon today is the widespread backlash against ethics, customs, concepts, and, above all, the Constitution. Some people have decided to put the keys of the presidential palace, parliament, and government in their pockets to go and fight in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen while sending their cells and poisonous gifts to Arab countries in the West. Of course, they did not forget to brandish the fake slogan of the liberation of Palestine once they've thrown Israel to the sea, along with other nonsense. All this, without ever taking the risk of agreeing on a president able to issue a thunderous no to any plan that would throw Lebanon into the arms of the so-called resistance axis, and to use its territory as a battlefield and a place for compromise at the expense of the Constitution and Lebanese interests. There is a Lebanese saying, "The funeral is grand, but the deceased is a dog," which means much ado about nothing uttered when something is insignificant yet still causes a fuss. Today we can loudly proclaim, along with the Maronite patriarch and all those who raise their voice for restoration of public order, "The funeral is mediocre, whereas the deceased is an entire people." We can do this because what we are enduring today is the result of a Putschist gang decapitating the state without scruples in the absence of a unified opposition. If we concede that the wedding has become more important than the groom, we must at least insist that the groom is Lebanese by identity and belongs to his country. Someone who knows when and how to say yes or no to all those who undermine Lebanese sovereignty or might consider doing so.